Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. You want to get your Bible at this time and turn it to the Old Testament book of 1 Samuel. And we'll begin reading in just a moment in 1 Samuel chapter 2. We're in the midst of a study of the great men and women of the Old Testament. And now we have come to Samuel. And in our last class, we read 1 Samuel chapter 1 and how that Hannah had no children. And she wept over that. And Eli promised her that Jehovah would indeed give her a child. And then she in turn promised that if Jehovah would give her a child, she would return the child to Jehovah. And so at the end of this chapter, we see that she had her child. She named him Samuel. And she brought him to Eli the priest as she had promised. And in 1 Samuel chapter 2, we're going to read the song of Hannah and the prayer that she prayed. And then we'll continue to learn more about this great person in the Old Testament, Samuel, the last of the judges and the anointer of kings. So turn to 1 Samuel chapter 2. And while you're doing that, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And our teacher is E.A. Elam, who is coming to us by way of Sunday school lessons that he wrote for the churches of 1923. And this is the Sunday school lesson for May the 6th, 1923, a lesson about Samuel, the judge, and the prophet. And Elam wanted us to read much of his story out of the Old Testament, and so that is what we are going to do. And we'll begin reading now in 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 1. And this is the song and the prayer of Hannah, the mother of Samuel, when she delivered him to Eli the priest at the temple. I'll be reading from the American Standard Version. 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 1. And Hannah prayed and said, My heart exalteth in Jehovah. My horn is exalted in Jehovah. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as Jehovah, for there is none besides thee. Neither is there any rock like our God. Talk no more so exceedingly proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth, for Jehovah is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of mighty men are broken, and they that stumbled are girded with strength. They that were full have hired out themselves for bread, and they that were hungry have ceased to hunger. Yea, the barren hath borne 7, and she that hath many children languisheth. Jehovah killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to Sheol and bringeth up. Jehovah maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low. He also lifteth up. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust. He lifteth up the needy from the dunghill, to make them sit with princes and inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are Jehovah's, and he hath set the world upon them. He will keep the feet of his holy ones, but the wicked shall be put to silence in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail. They that strive with Jehovah shall be broken to pieces. Against them will he thunder in heaven. Jehovah will judge the ends of the earth, and he will give strength unto his king, and exhort the horn of his anointed. 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 11. So Elkanah went to Ramah to his house. And the child did minister in Jehovah before Eli the priest. Now the sons of Eli were base men. They knew not Jehovah. And the custom of the priest with the people was that when any man offered sacrifice, the priest's servants came while the flesh was boiling with a flesh hook of 3 teeth in his hand, and he struck it into the pan or kettle or cauldron or pot. All that the flesh hook brought up, the priest therefore took therewith. They did so in Shiloh unto all the Israelites that came thither. Yea, before they burnt the fat, the priest's servants came and said to the man that sacrificed, "Give flesh to roast for the priest, for he will not have boiled the flesh of thee, but raw." And if the man said unto him, "They will surely burn the fat first, and then take as much as thy soul desireth," then he would say, "Nay, but thou shalt give it me now, and if not, I will take it by force." And the sin of the young men was very great before Jehovah, for the men despised the offering of Jehovah. But Samuel ministered before Jehovah, being a child, girded with a linen ephod. Moreover, his mother made him a little robe and brought it to him from year to year, when she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. And Eli blessed Elkanah and his wife, and said, "Jehovah give thee seed of this woman for the petition which was asked of Jehovah." And when they went into their own home, and Jehovah visited Hannah, she conceived and bare 3 sons and 2 daughters, and the child Samuel grew before Jehovah. 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 22. Now Eli was very old, and he heard all that his sons did unto all Israel, and how they lay with the women that did service at the door of the tent of the meeting. And he said unto them, "Why do you such things? For I hear of your evil dealings from all this people. Nay, my sons, for it is no good report that I hear. Ye make Jehovah's people to transgress. If one man sin against another, God shall judge him. But if a man sin against Jehovah, who shall entreat for him? Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto the voice of their father, because Jehovah was minded to slay them." And the child Samuel grew on and increased in favor both with Jehovah and also with men. And there came a man of God unto Eli and said unto him, "Thus saith Jehovah, did I not reveal myself unto the house of thy father when they were in Egypt, in bondage of Pharaoh's house? And did I not choose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, and to go up into mine altar, to burn incense, to wear an ephod before me? And did I not give into the house of thy father all the offerings of thy children of Israel made by fire? Wherefore kick ye at my sacrifice and mine offerings, which I have commanded in my habitation, and honorest thy sons above me, to make yourself fat with the chiefest of all the offerings of my people?" 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 30. "Therefore Jehovah, the God of Israel, saith, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now Jehovah saith, be it far from me, for them that honor me will I honor, and them that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Behold, the days come that I will cut off thine arm and the arm of thy father's house, and there shall not be an old man in thy house, and thou shalt behold the affliction of my habitation and all the wealth which God shall give Israel, and there shall not be an old man in thy house forever. And the man of thine, whom I shall not cut off from mine altar, shall be to consume thine eyes and to grieve thy heart, and all the increase of thy house shall die in the flower of their age. And this shall be the sign unto thee, that they shall come upon thy two sons, on Hophni and Phinehas, and one day they shall die, both of them. And I will raise me up a faithful priest, that shall do according to that which is in my heart and in my mind. And I will build him a sure house, and he shall walk before mine anointed forever. And it shall come to pass, that every one that is left in thy house shall come down and bow to him for a piece of silver and a loaf of bread, and shall say, Put me, I pray thee, into one of the priest's offices, that I may eat a morsel of bread. 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 1. And the child Samuel ministered unto Jehovah before Eli. And the word of Jehovah was precious in those days. There was no frequent vision. And it came to pass that at the time when Eli was laid down in his place, now his eyes had begun to wax dim so that he could not see, and the lamp of God was not yet gone out, and Samuel was laid down to sleep in the temple of Jehovah where the ark of God was, that Jehovah called Samuel, and he said, Here am I. And he ran into Eli and said, Here am I, for thou callest me. And he said, I called thee not, lie down again. And he went and lay down, and Jehovah called again to Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou calledest me. And he answered, I called thee not, my son, lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know Jehovah, neither was the word of Jehovah yet revealed unto him. And Jehovah called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli, and said, Here am I, for thou callest me. And Eli perceived that Jehovah had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Jehovah, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. 2 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 10. And Jehovah came and stood and called as at the other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel said, Speak, for thy servant heareth. And Jehovah said unto Samuel, Behold, I will do a thing in Israel at the which both of the ears of every one that heareth it shall tingle. In that day I will perform against Eli all that I have spoken concerning his house, from the beginning even unto the end. For I have told him that I will judge his house forever, and for the iniquity which he knew, because his sons did bring a curse upon themselves, and he restrained them not. And therefore I have sworn unto the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be expiated with sacrifice nor offerings forever. And Samuel lay until the morning and opened the doors of the house of Jehovah. And Samuel feared to show Eli the vision. Then Eli called Samuel and said, Samuel, my son. And he said, Here am I. And he said, What is the thing that Jehovah has spoken unto thee? I pray thee, hide it not from me. God do so to thee, and more also, if thou hide anything from me of all the things that he spake unto thee. And Samuel told him every whit, and hid nothing from him. And Eli said, It is Jehovah. Let him do what seemeth good. And Samuel grew, and Jehovah was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel from Dan unto Bathsheba knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of Jehovah. And Jehovah appeared again in Shiloh, for Jehovah revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of Jehovah. And the word of Samuel came to all Israel. Well, that is the end of the reading of the first three chapters of 1 Samuel. We'll continue our lesson with the next class.